Hello, my name is Miles, and you've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Well, how may I help you today?
I'm calling. I was on the website, and I see that Thursday on the 4th, OWA is doing a clinic. I'm a registered nurse, and I've gotten my first vaccine at Robertsdale. So this is the appropriate place to go for my second vaccine. I will be at day 28 for my first vaccine.
Oh, okay. Well, here on this line, we can inform you of, you know, testing sites near you.
Okay.
And then we also have the COVID vaccine appointment line that we're answering calls for, where we can pre-register citizens to be vaccinated. And that would be the most that we can do here.
Okay. Do you know if it's the Moderna vaccine?
I don't. I don't have any information on which of the vaccines are being administered at which of the locations, because this is covering the entire state of Alabama.
Okay. So, where do I get this information? I saw that would be the place for I could come to get my, in Baldwin County, to come get my second vaccine. And that they are doing a line for healthcare, I guess, for healthcare workers. And that's what I just read on your website. I'm just asking, and it said no appointments needed. Is this true? I mean, this is what I just read.
Oh, I don't have any of that information. Because what we're doing, like I mentioned, is we're pre-registering citizens to be vaccinated at the COVID vaccine appointment line. So with that information, it would seem as if an appointment would be necessary. I haven't heard about any walk-in locations, which, I mean, there could possibly be walk-in locations. I'm just not sure.
It's a drive-through at OWA in Foley, and this is on your website, that this number was posted for any questions that you might have. Do you have anybody that might have any more information? So I don't go over there.
Not here.
Okay.
Your best bet in your particular instance.
Yes.
For what your department.
I'm sorry, what?
Your best bet for the information you're interested in would be to contact the Baldwin County Health Department, or the location in which you've mentioned that there would be the walk-ins available, or the, like you said, the drive-through vaccinations. I suppose you can just drive up and
registration. Okay, and this is on your website, so I just wanted to make sure it's the correct vaccine for me. But okay, well, it sounds like I need to call somebody else.
Oh yes, ma'am.
This
I apologize.
Is the number they put out.
Oh, okay. I apologize. I didn't have all of the specific information that you're looking for. But I could get you the phone number for the Baldwin County Health Department if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay, let's see here. And just let me know whenever you're ready for the phone number.
Okay, I'm ready.
251-947-3618. So that was 251-947-3618.
Okay,
and if there's any, if it's not the Baldwin County Health Department that you're referring to specifically in regards to the drive-in vaccinations, they may have information about that as well. Because the health department for that area. So they may have some information about what's actually going on in the area, so they can be abreast of, you know, where the vaccines are being administered, so they can kind of keep track of that, make sure that everybody, any of those locations are operating up to standards and whatnot. So
I just got this information. So I'll call that number, but thank you.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today?
Here at the
Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the Center for Disease Control.
That's where I was.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Hope you have a good day.